You talk about the difference between joining versus differentiating.
Yes.
Yeah. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, a lot of times young activists, you know, activists, teenagers, let's say, or middle schoolers who are developing some sense of social justice. One study suggests it's in fifth grade that a lot of young people get in touch with a sense, their own passion for social justice, and you know, start noticing things that they hadn't noticed before that were unfair. They usually use the word fair and unfair, right? So a lot of young people, when they come up against those things and start noticing those things, start to differentiate themselves from their families. If their families have been used to at the supper table, you know, running down black people, let's say it's a white family running down black people, or a black family running down Latinos, or whatever.
Or running down gay people.
Or gay people, or whatever, you know. I mean, all that stuff goes on in families, right? So young people very often differentiate as they see that and say, well, okay, I'm from my family, plus I'm me. And they may, depending on many circumstances, find themselves accentuating more and more me. In order to be my own person, I have to put more and more distance between me and other people, and I can't emphasize my connection with other people very well. And so I won't join them. I'll be very wary of joining them. So in that way, folks can get out of balance, because what the balanced human being is able to do is both differentiate. I notice I have a different point of view from you. Okay, that's differentiation. That's great. And join. Oh, but we like the same movies or whatever.
Or we think the situation in this country is messed up and we want to do something about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So there, and between any two human beings, there are multiple points of joining and multiple points of differentiating. And what you tend to emphasize matters. If you can emphasize both, if you can both join and differentiate at the same time with whoever you're running into, if you have that flexibility, if you're not on a kind of rigid, I must differentiate in order to be I'm really me, you know, if you can do both flexibly, that is a high degree of maturation for a human being. And that's what we, I think, want to go for. That's a healthy place to be. And so movements then that are formed by differentiators who are compulsive differentiators, unable or unwilling to find common ground with others, will end up doing things like now, putting down people who voted for Trump, like my own brother, working class people who voted for Trump, putting them down as racist. They must be racist, and so on and so on. I have nothing in common with them. And that's a ridiculous attitude. My brother's anything but racist, but did vote for Trump, and for various reasons. I have a lot in common with him. I'm able to establish, I know my common ground with my brother, and I also know that I can differentiate with him, and that's no problem for either one of us. Mm-hmm. It's the compulsive differentiation that very often puts activists in bubbles, such as they're only okay in their own little crowd, and they're not okay with other people. And then, of course, you can't have a mass movement. You can't have a mass movement. And that means you can't have the change you want. So a sure road to defeat is through differentiation. And my book is about how we win, right, not about how we lose.
Right. And this is a middle class thing. When
you're
wincing at this.
I'm afraid
this is, you know, you get a little bit of education, you're from the middle class, and then differentiation. Do we see this in academia
all
the
time? Yeah, I do too. I mean, I went to grad school, okay? So I was a working class guy. Working class people tend to be brought up as joiners. That's our cultural tilt. Most of us are socialized to be joiners. But middle class people are very often socialized to be differentiators. What's different for you, Johnny? What do you notice? And so on, so on, so on. And that tends to be reinforced in schools for middle class people as opposed to schools and working class people. And then especially colleges, which are especially for the training, they're the training ground for middle class people, right? Professional middle class people. And so there's a big emphasis on, we don't want, I remember as a professor at Swarthmore College, which was a very elite college and very much into training people for upper middle class and owning class jobs. I was, of course, emphasizing teamwork, 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 because I wanted these young people not to be inflexibly devoted to differentiation. I wanted them to be able to cooperate with others and to join. So I would sometimes assign them work that needed to be done in teams, and, you know, find a partner, find two partners, whatever, do that. And some of them, it was like fingernails on the blackboard. It was so hard. I remember one student running to me from across the campus when he spied me across on the way to the library, and he said, "Professor, professor, professor." I said, "What is it?" And he said, "I can't do this team thing. I want to do my own paper. Please let me put in my own paper." And I said, "No." And he, oh my God, the pain on this boy because he couldn't do his own paper. So yeah, I'm afraid that class mixes us up.
It's the difference between the golfer and the basketball player.
Yes, it is.
Or the tennis player.
So it's kind of, in a way, it's fun, you know, that those class differences to notice. But in another way, the stakes can be high when you're actually trying to win a campaign. Yeah.